Listen again.
音声をもう一度聞き、読み上げられた英語の質問に英語で答えなさい。
A professor stood before his philosophy class, adjusting some items on the desk in front of him. When the students became quiet, he picked up an empty fish bowl and filled it with golf balls. He then asked the students if the bowl was full. The students laughed and agreed that it was.After that, the professor picked up a box of small pebbles and poured them into the bowl. He shook the bowl lightly. The pebbles rolled into the open spaces between the golf balls. He then repeated his question to the students, asking if the bowl was full. Again, they all nodded. The professor next picked up a box of sand and poured it into the bowl. Of course, the sand filled up everything else to the top.One last time, he asked the students if the bowl was full. They unanimously replied, yes. Now, said the professor seriously, I want you to imagine that this bowl represents your life. The golf balls are the most important things, such as your family, your health, your friends, your favorite passions, the things that, if everything else was lost and only they remained, your life would still be full.The pebbles are the other things that matter, such as your job, your house, and your car. The sand is everything else. For example, the small, mostly insignificant stuff, like drying the dishes or remembering to turn out the front porch light before you go to bed at night. Now, this is the point, he continued. If you put the sand into the bowl first, there is no room for the pebbles or the golf balls.The same goes for life. If you spend all your time and energy on the small stuff that doesn't matter so much, you will never have room for the things that are really important. Pay attention to the things that are critical to your happiness and the happiness of others.
Question number one. Why did the sand fit into the fishbowl, though it was full of golf balls and pebbles?Question number two. In the professor's talk, what do pebbles represent? Question number three. When the professor refers to things that are critical to your happiness and the happiness of others, what does he mean by them?